Also a past chair of the IPO committee and a past chair of the section on MCH for APHA, which are probably the most important credentials I bring here today. I'm going to talk about there's a lot of words on this slide, but they're really important. Our job is to make recommendations to the Secretary of Health and Human Services for federal action, and we've made recommendations for HHH action and the framework for the national strategy. And the way the Obama administration has been working, one of the things that we noticed is that whether it was the disparities issue or it was the public health and prevention issue, a lot of the national advisory committees have both an inside HHS action plan and they have a public-private strategy document. So we actually think this ought to be the essence of the action plan for what HHS could do, and that it has implications for what should be in the public-private national strategy. I did bring a few copies of our executive summary, but you'll see in the slides that I have it the links, and they will help you actually figure out what we're up to and look an opportunity to look at the whole report. So as Janine mentioned, in June of 2012, Secretary Sebelius made a commitment to the development of the nation's first national strategy to reduce infant mortality. She's been really busy since then with several things you might note. And so we haven't fully developed the strategy, but we think that we've offered her the framework for that. And because our job as the Secretary's Advisory Committee on Infant Mortality is to make recommendations to her for such a activity, that is what we offered her at the beginning of this year. I'm also just going to say I'm on a one-woman campaign to stop calling us SACM, which sounds like football to me, and I don't do football. It's like not my thing at all. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Even when it's on the screen, I don't know why those guys are running around. I'm on a campaign to get us to call SACM, which would move us over toward that Native American word for wisdom. So the SACM recommendations acknowledge that this is going to be a multifaceted effort. It's going to take providers, changes in knowledge, attitudes, behaviors, and beliefs of both men and women, coverage and access to care, empowered communities, health equity, and a very serious commitment to thinking about prevention. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on these slides. I think what most of you know, I'm really preaching to the converted here. I think I know two-thirds of you, and you've all probably used this slide, that you can see we had some plateau effect in the beginning of the 2000s and before, and we've made some progress in reducing infant mortality looking at starting to come down since 2008. We also know that we have our continuing disparities, and they are of considerable concern to all of us, as I'm sure they are of all of you. This is a basic one way to capture it. I didn't do just the infant mortality rate, but one of the things that we've been asking ourselves because of all the emphasis by the March of Dimes, by the early elective delivery groups and others around preterm and early term births, what does that look like by race and ethnicity? And as you can see, African American infants and mothers are at a disadvantage there also. We have made a bold recommendation to target 5 by 15 and 4 by 20. That is, we're saying we should aim for infant mortality rate of 5.5 by 2015 and 4.5 by 2020. I think, Mike Kogan, this slide came from your shop originally. It came from MCHB, and this is really just projecting at an average annual trend of reducing by 3 percentage points per year. We think we could do that if we really got busy with it and got doing the work that is going to be required. There are a lot of documents about infant mortality, and there are a lot of documents in the history even of the SACM. So we really started, and thanks to Arden Handler, who did a review of historic documents, and others who contributed to this, with our principles. So what ought the national agenda be grounded on? Well, a life course perspective, engagement and empowerment of consumers, the idea of reducing inequity and disparities and ameliorating the negative effects of social determinants. We want positive social determinants. Advancing system coordination and service integration, protecting the existing MCH safety net programs, leveraging change, and we really think that this ought to be about actionable strategies, and that's why we put all the principles up front and then moved on. In our report to the Secretary, we looked at a continuum of services, and one of the things we're going to talk about is that today, and really saying this one's all about getting the better health for women in order to influence infant and child health outcomes as well as the women's health outcomes. So beginning way back in the preconception period, looking at an array of interventions and trying to time sequence them across that continuum of need and risk, assuming not everyone needs everything, but most of these things are needed by most women. And then we continued picking up from the birth with the child, again, focusing on improving infant and child outcomes, but not forgetting that down here that overlaps with continuing to focus on the health of the woman. So what, starting with birth in an appropriate facility and then building all the prevention and intervention strategies that we know are very essential in that first year of life. We've also, as I mentioned, reaffirmed the need for federal investments in an MCH set of safety net programs. And you can see them here. I'm not going to read this list. We did include WIC, although it's not an HHS program. But we basically said to HHS, you can't start by cutting these programs and expect to make progress. You've got to start by assuming these programs at least at the base level and building on them, not taking away from them. And we know that hasn't necessarily been true in the case of those that have been affected by sequestration, but we certainly don't want the president's budget to ever reflect proposed cuts in any of these areas. Then we spent a lot of time putting ideas together. We had a list of over 40 specific strategies. We did some voting, we did some ranking, we did some prioritization by suggested impact and feasibility. We took a lot of testimony or listening to a lot of people across four meetings. And what we did in the end was to take those things and cluster them under six big ideas. And I'm going to go through these because we're not going to talk about everyone, but just so you know, improving the health of women before, during, and beyond pregnancy is our number one. Assuring access to a continuum of safe and high-quality patient-centered care. The third one is about doing better some things we've kind of lost track of. So safe sleep, immunization, family planning, the other things on this list to say, those are things where we know we had an impact on infant mortality by doing them well in past decades. We also know that we're not doing so well with the current generation of new parents. How are we going to convince them immunization is a good thing? How are we going to make sure they're using the most effective family planning methods? How are we going to persuade all of them that breast is best and not just for 2 weeks? So just really thinking about how to redeploy all of those strategies. Our fourth is around increasing health equity and reducing disparities. And we're looking at two angles on this. You're going to hear a lot more of this, but one about specific investments in high-risk communities and others about a focus on poverty. We think there are very important investments to be made in data, and Joanne is going to talk to you about that, and then maximizing the potential of interagency multidisciplinary collaboration. So because it's not touched on by anyone else in our speakers today, I'm going to talk a little bit about this, Direction 6. This, by the way, is a photo montage I put together for the MCH section. This is the Women's Suffragette Federal Landmark up in upstate New York, and there's an empty building there that shows where they had all the meetings, and then in their museum they have all these bronze statues. So I took all the bronze people and I put them in the building again so that they would be reunited and give us inspiration, whether it's Stanton or Frederick Douglass or others. So our strategic direction 6, we really see the potential in engaging with the National Prevention Council and building on the National Prevention Strategy. We didn't want to recreate the wheel. Almost every issue that we've touched upon is in the National Prevention Strategy. We think we ought to consider it, all of us as public health professionals, to support that strategy and help make it a reality. The second one is to strengthen state health departments, particularly MCH programs, and then have federal-state partnerships be strong and effective, particularly through HRSA, CMS, and CDC. To maximize the potential of public-private partnerships, what we've learned from the March of Dimes, what's gone on with some of the state representative associations like ASTHO and AMCHIP and NGA and others, other organizations that are leading the way. And last but certainly not least, engaging women in efforts to prevent infant mortality, improve women's health, and strengthen family health and well-being. As one of our longtime friends and MCH champions, Maxine Hayes, is often reminding us that women are at the center of health, of their own health, of their family's health, of their community's health, of our nation's health, and of global health. So I just want to say this is the long list, which you cannot read, of the members of the 2011-2012 SACEM, and there are quite a number of people in the room. So if you're a SACEM member on this list, would you please stand? And I'd just like you all to help me recognize the work of this group. A lot of time, a lot of hours, a lot of more or less volunteer service. And we want to give particular thanks to Adewale Troutman, our APHA president, for his contributions, as well as his tireless efforts to ensure health equity, social justice, and his outstanding leadership in public health. He said he'd love to be here in our session with us today. He said, be sure to tell them that I'm there with you in spirit. So at that, I'm going to turn it over to Arden.